Magic City by E. Nesbitt, dramatized for radio by Peter Kerry, with David Jason as Mr. Noah, Jane Horrocks as the parrot, and Pauline McClynn as the nurse, and introducing Jordan Calvert as Philip and Sarah Bisfam as Lucy.
We are in a desert, a vast expanse of sand and majestic dunes. On the approaching camel is Lord Philip Haldane, Dragon Slayer, and, we hope, deliverer-to-be of our city. With him is the Princess Lucy. They are on a quest to rescue a group of islanders from the Great Fear.
Night's coming down. It'll be dark soon.
Perhaps we should stop. We wouldn't want the camel to get tired.
Well, perhaps you should try asking the camel if she feels tired in the first place.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Camel. No one told us you could talk.
I don't usually have that much to say.
So, are you tired?
No.
Oi! Did you hear something?
Like what?
Oi! Like someone saying, oi!
Oi, wait!
Come to think of it, I did.
Oi, will you wait a minute?
Parrot!
Prepare for landing! Stick your shoulder out! There! Blimey!
Parrot, I am glad you're here.
Then why, in the name of all that's what's name, did you go without me?
We did look for you. We couldn't find you anywhere.
Some excuse that is.
Anyway, the point is that you're with us now.
Yeah, well, fat lot of use I'll be as your guide and counsellor tonight, won't I? Flying all this way? I'm exhausted. I'll sleep like a log, I'm telling you. Anyway, these islanders, they ain't really islanders. They only call themselves islanders because that is what they would like to be, right?
Oh.
I mean, they live by the sea, yeah, but not on an island.
Why don't they find an island to live on?
Because there's only one island, right? And that's out at sea, and only two certain people are allowed to go there. Where's Lucy?
Yeah, she's sleeping by the camel.
No stamina, some people.
All right, I'm supposed to rescue these islanders from their great fear. What are they afraid of?
Lions.
They're afraid of lions? I'm not surprised.
No, they ain't afraid of lions. I mean, lions, as in I just heard some.
Oh, so did I. That's not good, is it? It's getting closer.
It? That's two lions, that is!
Quick! Lucy! Lucy! Wake up, Miss Camel!
What is it?
Lucy, wake up! Lions!
Philip, what will we do?
You wake Miss Camel. I'll light this from the firewood. Everyone knows lions are afraid of fire.
They're really close. I can hear them. I can't see them.
Miss Camel? Lions!
Ah! Lions!
Look out!
Get back! Get back! Lucy, get on the camel!
There's the other one!
And you, back now!
Gallop over to Philip. Come on now, Miss Camel. Move!
I'm scared!
Do it!
You'd better get out of here, Parrot. The brushwood's going out.
As fast as I can.
Go! 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 They're following us!
They won't outrun me!
I think we're losing them! Wow! That was close!
You think they really would have eaten us? Only lions aren't usually man-eaters, you know.
Tell that to them!
Of course, they were the two who attacked workers on the railway in Africa all those years ago. I've got a book about it.
Wow! Slow down, camel! We've lost them now!
Well, if you're sure...
I'm sure.
That's better. This book, you don't think Philip used it to make one of his buildings in the Magic City, do you?
Only Philip could know that. Philip?
I might have done, I suppose. Why?
Because I've never heard a man-eating lions here before, which means that someone's brought them here. And the way to do that is by opening a book and letting them out.
But who on earth would be so foolish as to let man-eating lions out of a book?
Oh, Philip, isn't it beautiful?
I've not been to the seaside in ages. Do you think Father and your Helen will take us when we get home?
I doubt they'll want anything to do with us. They've got each other, remember?
Are you always this grumpy when you've had no sleep?
I am not being grumpy.
We're nearly there yet, Miss Camel.
Just around this dune and you'll see it any moment now.
And anyway, the reason I had no sleep was because I...
Look! Goodness.
Gordon Bennett!
Blimey! That's got to be the biggest sandcastle in the world.
Well, how else could all the islanders live in it?
It seems ever so familiar.
Not again. Of course it is, Your Honour. You and Helen built it last year. At Dymchurch. It won Best Sandcastle Competition.
Oh, yes. Only ours never had iron gates and a real drawbridge.
Part of the magic, innit? You ain't exactly a quick learner, Your Lordship.
Why do they want to live on an island? This place looks brilliant. I think the drawbridge is coming down.
Parrot? These islanders.
What about them?
They aren't terribly savage or anything, are they?
I don't know. I've never been here before.
I think we're just about to find out.
Philip! Philip! They're children like us! The islanders are children!
What ho! Pleased to meet you. I'm Chiefy. Chief of the islanders, that is. Which of you is the deliverer? And your camel can stay in the stables for as long as she wants to.
Thanks.
Do have some more blancmange, Princess Lucy.
I won't, thanks. It's a bit...
Fishy. Yes, that is a problem. You see, we get all of our food from the sea.
Oh,
I thought this cracker was a bit salty.
Oh, it's fine for first course and everything. I mean, there's mussels and cockles and shrimps and any sort of fish you can think of. But it is rather a pain when it comes to sorting out a pudding.
I suppose it must be.
That's one of the reasons we want to live on an island. Then we could have bananas and kiwis and mangoes and, oh, all sorts. It's not the main reason, of course. Well, the main reason is... the fear. It's all right, everyone. Carry on eating. I'm just explaining to the deliverer.
Yes, we've been meaning to ask about that. If Philip's supposed to deliver you from this fear...
Really, everyone? It's fine.
As I was saying, if Philip's supposed to be delivering you all from this...
Lucy, do put a bun in it, will you?
Well, pardon me.
What she's trying to ask is, what exactly is it you're all afraid of?
The sea.
Pardon?
What do you mean, the sea?
That is our fear.
Hang on. You live by it. You eat from it. You call yourselves islanders because presumably you want to be surrounded by it. How, in the name of all that's what's name, can you be afraid of it?
We all live in a giant sand castle. There's only got to be one big storm and we'll all be washed away. We get some pretty terrific storms on this coast, you know.
Then go and live somewhere else.
We can't. We have to live by the sea. We're islanders.
But you don't live on an island!
Parrot, it's not very polite of you to get cross with our hosts.
Except our so-called hosts should be carted off to the manors, if you ask me. But, of course, no one ever does.
Parrot! So the sea is your... It's the fear, is it, Chiefy?
Goodness, yes. Our lives would be so much more bearable if we weren't afraid of it all the time. I wonder if we'd even forget about the island. The one we can never go to.
Yes, I was going to ask about that.
I've got it! Parrot, I need you to do me a big favour.
What?
I know how to solve this problem, but I'm going to need Mr. Noah's expertise. Could you fly back to the city and fetch him for me?
What, all the way back? I practically flew half the way here as it is.
I wouldn't ask if it wasn't important.
Right. Anything to get out of this madhouse. I'm too likeable for my own good sometimes.
And how is the Princess Lucy?
All the better for seeing you, Mr. Noah.
And you must be the Lord High Islander.
Yes, but everyone calls me Chiefy.
Oh, don't thank me or nothing, will ya?
Parrot! Parrot, you really are a dear.
Oh, let's not start with the mushy stuff, eh, Princess? I've only been gone a couple of days.
Jumbo, if you'll be so kind as to lift me down. Thank you. Well, it's not the most dignified way of alighting, but... here I am on terra firma. Now, the parrot tells me you have need of my expertise.
Yes, Mr. Noah. You see the sandcastle?
Well, I could hardly miss it.
I need you to build something right on top of it.
Well, but surely you are the building expert here. I only build...
arcs, Mr. Noah. You build arcs.
Of course.
Why, that's brilliant.
These islanders need to know that they won't be swept away by the sea if there's ever a big storm.
So, if I build an ark at the top of the sandcastle...
they can all escape on it if the sea comes in.
Oh, that's all very well in theory, but I fear I must be practical. Arcs do not just build themselves. It's a big undertaking. We will have to move tons and tons of wood all the way up there. You need manpower.
Who wants to help Mr. Noah build an ark?
Me!
And so the task is undertaken.
Ready on the winches? Pull!
Timbers are raised, then sawn. As one saw becomes a chorus. After they are sawn, they are hammered. Soon the sound of one hammer becomes many.
Going to need more nails up here. Sharpish.
Till gradually something emerges. A skin of wooden planks and lined with pitch, becoming a thing that is half ship, half feasting hall.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you... the Ark.
Yay!
Once again, I have the honor of asking the general populace to give thanks and applause to the deliverer, Earl Philip of Haldane.
Yay! Does that mean I'm an Earl now?
It must do, I suppose.
Yes, well done, old chap.
This is hardly fair. I mean, we all helped, didn't we?
Yes, but it was your idea, wasn't it? And you were the first up the staircase, and it's your city, so you get to be the hero, don't you?
Lucy, what's...
doesn't matter.
What's wrong?
Nothing. It's not important.
Girls, there's no understanding them. I should keep Cavey if I were you.
Here! Have you seen it?
What?
That thing in the sky, coming towards us.
Could someone fetch me my telescope?
It's too big to be a bird.
And it's not big enough to be a dragon. I'd know.
Failing a telescope, my spectacles would be nice.
That's a winged horse.
A hippogriff, yes.
How do you know what they're called?
I've got a book called Monsters and Mysterious Beasts. It's the same one the lions are in. Means I must be good for something, I suppose.
My guess is someone opened that book.
If someone could at least describe to me what's happening. I really am hopeless without glasses.
There's someone riding it. Oh, no. It's the Pretenderette.
What is going on?
Got you, you little tyke.
Oh, no.
I know that voice.
Philip. Let go of me.
Fly, beast, fly.
Lucy Barrett, help!
Stop struggling, damn you!
I'll save you! I'll pick her on the ear! Ow!
Get off me, you sprawny... Oh, I'll show you!
No!
She's put her in a cage! She's taken Philip and put the parrot in the cage!
Let me out of here!
Let me go!
Shut up, the pair of you!
You might at least let the boy sit on the horse properly!
He can stay like he is! If he misbehaves, I can slap him right where it hurts, on his behind.
Here, your voice changed.
No, it didn't. Shut up.
Where are you taking us?
You'll see.
And let me out of this cage and all.
You know, you're beginning to bore me.
Oh, yeah? And what are you going to do about it?
I think say farewell. Farewell.
What?
Parrot!
Can you pick
her up, lad? You shouldn't have done.
The bird should have treated me with respect.
You don't deserve respect. You're nothing but a coward.
You called me that once before, boy, remember? And much good it did you then.
It's you, Nurse Grey.
That's right. And now that you know, I can take this damn veil off. There.
How did you get here?
Pure accident. I was in the nursery about to put that city of yours away, but I accidentally knocked over a couple of blocks with my sleeve, and without thinking, I built them up again. Suddenly, there I was, in the city.
You aren't half going to catch it from Lucy's father when he finds out what you've done.
Listen, you spoilt little prig. I won't catch anything from anybody, because I'm never going back there. Do you hear me? You think I'd return to, yes, sir, no, sir, three bags full, sir, when I can be queen of this place? You're out of your mind.
So that's why you want me out the way.
Exactly. Deliverer or destroyer, I'm going to run this land. And you? You're lucky I'm not sending you the way of the parrot.
So what are you going to do with me?
You'll find out soon enough. Come on, beast! To the island!
Princess, is something the matter?
No.
Oh, I see. I may only be a toy representation of a biblical character, but I've found that people tend not to cry when they're happy.
Mr. Noah, I was so mean to Philip before he was taken.
Indeed. Here, have a hanky. Come on, blow. Yes. What caused you to be so horrid to the fine Earl, our deliverer?
It was just that, all the deliverer business. I want to do something heroic.
But didn't the Earl tell me himself that you pulled him onto a camel almost literally from the jaws of a lion?
He told you that?
Of course.
I wish he'd said so to me. We were just starting to get on, you know, to like each other. And then I had to get jealous. All because people were cheering him and telling him he was wonderful and everything.
Yes, yeah, most unreasonable. Still, I suppose they have been doing that ever since he got here. Bound to make a person feel slightly resentful.
And now I just want to get him back and say I'm sorry. Mr. Noah, can't we go after him?
I deeply regret, my dear child, that the Pretenderette has the land's one and only hippogriff. Well, as far as I know, anyway. And also, she's headed out to sea and we have no boats.
I don't understand this.
You don't understand what, Princess?
We're in a colony of people who call themselves islanders, only there's no island and no boats.
Well, be fair. It's an island.
Yes, yes, I know. Far out at sea and only two people are meant to go there. Why? Which two?
The astrologers have been unable to work that out.
Has anyone ever told you your astrologers are a bit vacant?
Yeah, frequently. However, this much is clear. If anyone sets foot on the island and they are not of the two, so to speak, well, it's instant death, I'm afraid. That is why there are no boats here. If one of the islanders should be tempted to make the journey, well...
So we can't go after Philip?
Not tonight, alas. There's nothing we can do except get a good night's rest. Tomorrow we will return to the city and formulate a plan.
There, prig! What do you think of your new home?
You're never going to put me down there?
Oh, don't you like it? I passed over this island on my way to finding you and I thought, just the place for young Master Philip. I'm not going to make this flying horse go too close now. Some of that lava looks quite hot. Just close enough to stop you breaking any bones.
Ah!
Goodbye, Master Philip. Your city's mine now.
Ow! Wait a minute. Where's all the smoke gone? And there's trees and birds. And there's a lovely lagoon to swim in. And...
Hello, my boy of boys.
Helen! Oh, Helen!
Oh, I was wondering when you'd finally get here. I've been on the other side of dreams for ages. You remember our island, don't you?
Oh, Helen, I can't believe it!
And we will leave young Philip and his sister for the time being. They have much to discuss, and I think for the moment they deserve some time to themselves, don't you? Besides, there are others we have to catch up with.
Another one like that, and we will be food for cacklefish, which, seen as we are a parrot, is not without, what's name, irony.
Hey, you! You, brother bird, what are you doing all the way out here? You're not seabird? And why are you in upturned lobster pot? You should not stay there. Storm is coming. We seagulls know these things.
Firstly, it is sister bird, brother seagull.
Many sorries, pretty parrot. It's difficult to tell from up here.
Apology accepted, brother seagull.
That thing not float for much longer.
No! had to help me in my what's name? Misfortune! And quick, because I'm sinking!
No girl who is called can resist that appeal. What can we do, Brother Burn?
Let four of your brothers raise this detested trap over the waves, then let the others of you pick at the bars until they break.
Da is good plan. Naomi Kaka, Oblana Bosco, Doya Yastravia! Now, peck, my brothers! Peck with your brave, strong beaks! Let the bars of tyranny become no object to making Sister Parrot the bird of freedom! Hurry! Storm is coming!
Mr. Noah! Mr. Noah!
Ah, my child! Come now, everyone! There really is no time to lose! Up to the ark, spit spot!
What's going on?
Everybody's accounted for, Mr. Noah. All except for... Oh, she's here. But really, we don't have much time. The east wall is beginning to crumble.
Will someone tell me what's happening?
I should have thought that was obvious. The fear has arrived.
What? You mean the sea?
The storm is battering the castle like no other before. The walls of this place have but a few minutes before they and the castle itself are claimed.
Hear that? That's the east wall.
So we're going on to the ark?
Yes, all of us. Now hurry. Chiefy, you go up to the ark and supervise the boarding.
Aye, aye, Mr. Noah.
Come on now, everybody. No time to waste. Up into the ark. Come on. Close the hedges immediately! Hurry now!
Over there!
Wow! What a storm!
Here it comes!
Sorry, you've come here on the other side of your dreams.
I've told you. How could I not come when I knew you wanted me to?
So, where are you now? I mean, really?
I'm asleep at a hotel in Brussels. And so is Peter, Lucy's father.
Is he going to come here? I think Lucy will want him to.
He will. But she may not recognize him at first.
And have you heard about us disappearing from Cook?
No. Her telegram's yet to arrive.
I'm so glad you came, Helen. There's so much I wanted to say to you.
Plenty of time. When we get back home.
Huh. Where's home?
Why, the Grange, of course.
That's not home. It's just a big building.
As long as I have you, my boy of boys, I can live in an old shed and still call it a home.
I thought you didn't want me anymore.
I know. And now you know you were wrong, don't you?
Yes.
Good. Come on. Let's go to the boathouse.
There really is one?
Of course there is. And we have our yacht, the Lightning Loose. She's wonderful, believe me. Hurry up.
Avast there, me old shipmate. How goes the watch?
Pardon, Mr. Noah?
That's seafarer talk. Well, never was much good, did it?
Mr. Noah? Where's the ark going?
Why, fine, Philip. I presume that was what you wanted. I, for one, would have sailed back to the city otherwise.
Yes, but how does it go anywhere? I mean, there's no sails or steam or anything.
No, it knows where to go. It's one of the things about arks.
And what happens when we find him?
He must fulfill the last of his tasks and become king of the city.
But doesn't that mean he'll have to stay here forever?
Good heavens, no. He can come and go whenever he likes. And so can you, of course, Princess.
And what is the last task?
Ah, well, this is where the title of Deliverer really...
Land ahoy!
Philip, look, a ship!
That's no ship. That's Noah's Ark.
Oh, of course it is.
Lucy! Mr. Noah! This is Helen!
I'm very pleased to meet you.
All the islanders are here and everything. Come ashore!
I'm afraid we can't.
Of course you can. The water's not deep. You can paddle from there. Everyone can.
No, you see, the island is for you two and you alone. To come ashore now would be instant death for us.
Oh.
You know how to change this, don't you?
The islanders need a home. Yes?
And you can give it to them.
But then it won't be just ours, will it?
No. Things will have changed, but change can be a good thing sometimes.
Maybe.
So?
Mr. Noah, Lucy, Chiefy, you can bring the islanders ashore. I give them this place as a home.
Philip, my darling.
Helen, what's happening to you? You're going all misty.
I believe I'm waking up. I'll see you when you get home. Remember, I love you, my boy of boys.
Helen! Helen, don't go yet! No! Hello, you.
Hello.
Thought I'd find you.
Thanks.
It's all right. They're having quite a celebration down by the seashore, you know.
I can hear.
And of course they're proclaiming you hero, which is quite right, of course. And I'm sorry I was mean to you, Philip. Only I got a bit jealous.
You weren't half as mean to me as I was to you.
So does that mean we're friends then? I mean, friends who like each other.
Well, actually, I mean, let's not get mushy, but I suppose it does.
Let's not get mushy? That's just like the parrot. By the way, where is she?
Oh, actually, that's something I have to tell you. I don't want you to get upset, but the
parrot... But she's been in this tree all the time!
Parrot!
Hang on! There! On your shoulder again!
How did you get here?
By steam locomotive! I flew, didn't I?
But where have you been?
I'll tell you where I've been. Brace yourself. The news
is not good.
Know this, that the parrot had been to the city and seen that the pretenderette had already arrived.
Listen to me, people of the magic city. Listen to me. Your deliverer is no more. Mr. Noah is far away. The prophecy has foretold me.
And one of the populace said...
But if Earl Philip was the deliverer...
For news of the Earl's dispatching of the islanders' great fear had by now reached them.
Then you must be the destroyer.
You're right.
If it is a destroyer you want, then destroyer I shall be.
For the pretenderette had come with soldiers, and she said...
You will obey me. You will become my slaves. You will do as I say, or I will destroy your city utterly.
And the parrot said...
Blimey, I'm getting out of here.
And that is your last task, Earl Philip, to deliver your city from the destroyer. Then truly you will be the king.
I see.
How shall we get there, Mr. Noah? By ark?
Oh, the ark is very slow. The pretenderette may have raised the city to the ground by the time you get there.
We'll take the lightning loose. Lucy the parrot and I will go tonight. You can follow in the ark.
Spoken like a true king.
There. That should keep her from drifting.
Philip, half the buildings are just... rubble.
It's them soldiers she's got.
Thing is, we've never actually figured out what we're going to do.
Psst! Over here!
Who's that?
Don't you remember me?
It's the captain of the city guard.
That's right. He arrested us when we first came here.
Then what are we waiting for? Run away before he arrests you again!
No, no, it's all right. I'm not going to arrest you, but you must hide. It's not safe. Come on before you're seen. It's them, the soldiers, please. You must come with me now.
Do we trust him?
I don't know. We've got much choice. All right, lead the way.
Follow me. Come in, come in. This used to be the old prison tower, you know.
Well, we ought to. We were put in here for life.
Oh, yes, so you were. Sorry about that. Anyway, no one here now. It's never used, so her spies don't infest it as they do every other part of the city.
Her spies? You mean the pretenderette?
We know her as the destroyer.
What's she been doing?
Everything you can think of. She says she's queen. She has stopped Mr. Noah ever getting back in because she set a guard right round the city. She's told us we must do as she says because she knows a way to completely wipe the city out.
But where's she got all these guards from?
Well, they're not our guards. They're strange soldiers that she got out of a book. She got people to pull down the great Arcadia parrot. And when the books were opened, these soldiers came marching out. The Sequani and Idui, they're called.
Philip, I know what book they came out of. It's the one about Julius Caesar. The Sequani and Aedui are barbarian tribes.
Then I know exactly how to defeat her. Right, I want you to stay here, Lucy. Parrot, you'd better come with me.
But I want to come.
If two of us go, it'll be twice as dangerous. And I am supposed to be deliverer.
But
if it works out how it's supposed to, I'll be back here in half an hour. And it'll all be over. Come on, Parrot.
Philip!
Oh, dear. Left you out again, has he? Want to borrow my handkerchief? Have a good blub?
Actually, no. No, I don't.
Can you see?
Yes.
And?
The books have been laid on the ground. They're all closed.
How many guards?
Just the two, standing talking. One spear each.
Fierce?
They're both about 8 feet tall with big beards. So yeah, you could say that.
Only, I was going to ask you a big favour.
What? Oh, I see. How come I get the dangerous job again?
Because those books are huge. I don't think you could lift the cover.
Here we go again, then. Now,
if you wouldn't mind.
Hey! Fish face! Over here! That's right! Over here! Your father was a gnome, and your mother had a big nose!
That parrot knew my mother.
Good.
Follow him!
Hey, you parrot! Come in the hair!
Come in the hair!
Well done, parrot!
Now, all I have to do is open one of these books and... Wow! They are big, aren't they? Now, which one is it? The Last Days of Pompeii? No. Monsters and Mysterious Beasts? No. Ah, here we are, the Battle Campaigns of Julius Caesar. So, all I have to do is open one on the right page and... Actually, the cover's a bit heavier than I thought. That is a pain. My plan does rather hinge on being able to open it. Oh, do come on, Philip! Lift! Ugh.
You know, you'd find that a whole lot easier if I gave you a hand.
Lucy! I told you to stay back in the tower. I can do this myself.
Yes, it may seem odd, Philip Haldane, but I decided not to obey you, your kingship.
But...
No buts, Phil. You are not doing this all on your own. You are going to share this adventure. For once, you're going to share something. It's time you learn to, don't you think?
What do you mean?
That's what this has been about, isn't it? All of this. Philip, when we go back, you're going to have to share Helen with my father and with me. You can't be the only hero in the story anymore. Now, you can sulk about it, like when you first came to the Grange, or you can try enjoying it with me.
Lucy, I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
No?
No. However, I would be grateful if you would give me a hand lifting the cover so I can release Caesar and the Roman army to overthrow the barbarians.
With pleasure.
Come on, then. On three. One, two... Three.
And again.
One, two, three.
It's too heavy.
Keep pushing.
Oh, hello. Do you think you could open that book soon?
We're trying, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. The thing is, the barbarians are coming. All of them!
Oh, Lord. Heave, Lucy. Give it one last push. Look! Something's coming out of one of the pitchers.
Vini, vidi, vici!
It's Julius Caesar.
Come forth! Come forth, my legions!
Does he look familiar to you?
It's the Roman army! The whole Roman army!
Blimey!
Advance!
And so, a battle is fought. Like all battles, it is not pleasant. It is brutal, bloody, and very hard won. And all Philip and Lucy can do is stay well back. They try not to get hit by any flying spears or stray arrows. Then...
Look! Lucy! Look over there, by the other books.
It's her! My nurse!
The pretenderette!
What's she doing?
She's trying to open that book.
She'll have a job. Remember how heavy the one we opened was?
She seems to be managing all right. Which one is it?
Oh, my goodness! It's the Last Days of Pompeii!
So?
You know how Pompeii was destroyed?
A volcano erupting, wasn't it? Vesuvius. Oh, no!
Philip, on the first page of the book is a picture of Vesuvius erupting.
Good grief! She's going to destroy the city! Come on!
That's great! Please, don't open it!
You stay back, both of you!
But why? Why destroy the city?
Because I can't have it. And if I can't, no one else shall. There! Now it's done.
Heat! Smoke!
That's Vesuvius. In a few seconds, there'll be nothing left. And anyone left alive will remember the city's destroyer forever.
You're mad!
Get away from me, you stupid bird!
Quick, Lucy! The cover! Help me close the book!
I said get off!
Our guards!
The battle is over. The defeated barbarian soldiers are marched under guard to the book they came from. They jump into the book, become once again part of its pictures and words. They are consigned, quite literally, to the pages of history. And before he too returns to the book, Julius Caesar speaks in front of the assembled crowd.
Hail, woman!
Hail, whoever you are.
I really know him from somewhere.
Shh!
You tried to destroy the city. You tried to harm the Deliverer.
Well, I thought it was just a dream. But even though I know it's not now, I'm still not afraid of you.
I hail your courage, woman. But I have no idea what to do with you.
Well, have me killed, surely.
That is one option.
Perhaps I might make a suggestion.
Look, it's Mr. Noah.
About time.
I think the Pretenderette's punishment should be given by none other than the Deliverer, King Philip I.
Step forward, Your Royal Majesty. What say you?
Yes. What will it be, Your Majesty? You, who've never been a servant, you've never had to work, had to watch other people get the fat and all the bones.
That's true. On the other hand, I've never hit people or tried to destroy everything they created, so I think we're pretty equal, don't you?
All right. So what will you do?
You don't want to come back home, do you?
No. And as far as your family's concerned, I resigned and caught the first train out of the place.
Then my sentence for you is to stay here to rebuild the city you tried to destroy.
Do you accept your sentence, woman?
I do. Maybe you're not a bad lad after all.
Hooray for the king!
Hooray!
And now I must return to the book from whence I came.
Wait a minute. Before you go, I see who you are. You're my daddy.
Lucy? Lucy, is this a dream or not? Only we've received this very strange telegram from Cook.
No, it's real. But when you wake up, you'll think it was a dream. Only don't step on that book just yet.
Don't step on the book. Oh!
Daddy!
Oh, dear. You're not going to blub, are you?
Well, No, I'm not. You see, I don't think I cry for the least little thing anymore.
Mr. Noah, His Majesty the King Philip and Her Highness Princess Lucy.
Ah, my children, come in.
Mr. Noah,
we've come to ask you something. What are all these blocks doing on the floor?
You shall see. You've come to ask if you could go home for a while, yes?
You knew?
Of course. It is, after all, the end of this particular adventure. I don't doubt I shall see you here soon for others. On the other side of your dreams, no less.
The only trouble is, we don't really know how to go home.
Oh, yes, you do. Don't they, Parrot?
Yes,
we do.
You remember why you came here from the Grange? Why you built this place?
Because I was lonely, and I had nothing else to do. And Helen wasn't there, and I didn't like Lucy or her father. And, well, home wasn't home, I suppose.
In other words, the city became a place to escape to.
Now? Is it the same now?
Well, no, I suppose it's not. I suppose Helen and Lucy and Mr...
Father! You'll have to call him Father.
Anyway, they're all my family, I suppose.
And the Grange?
Well, the Grange is home. Or it will be when I get there.
And so to get there, all you have to do is...
Build it! Philip, all we have to do is build it. That's what the blocks are for.
Of course.
Then go ahead and build.
Where should we start?
If we put these on here, with a triangular one for a roof, that can be the main house.
And then we put these over here for the stables.
And this can be the little path by the side of the greenhouses.
Which can go there?
Philip?
Hmm?
I think it's starting to happen.
We're back home.
Yes. It's been a great adventure, but...
I know. And I can't wait to...
Shh! Someone's coming.
Telling you, Mr. Graham, we looked in the nursery.
He's right, Mr. Graham. They're anywhere to be found.
We searched the whole place. Oh, Master Philip!
Oh, hello, you two.
Daddy!
Darling, hi.
I think you'd better explain to us about some dreams we've all been having. Don't you?
You just try stopping us.
And though Cook, nor Susan, nor any of the servants can explain the disappearance of the two children, nor indeed why the grown-ups don't seem too bothered by all the fuss in spite of cutting short a honeymoon, they don't complain. Because what they see is the beginnings of a very happy family. And perhaps we will leave them here, knowing as we do that they will come again to that place, immeasurably vast and wonderful. And perhaps there you will see them, because just like Philip and Lucy, you have been to the Magic City, and one day you will return there too.
In The Magic City by E. Nesbitt, dramatized for radio by Peter Kerry, Mr. Noah was played by David Jason, Philip, Jordan Calvert, the Parrot, Jane Horrocks, the Pretenderette, Pauline McClynn, Lucy, Sarah Bisfam, Helen, Kate Isett, Mr. Graham, Michael Fenton Stevens, Chiefy, Tom Raphael Eves, The Camel, Donna Crawl, and the Captain of the Guard, Harry Myers. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The music was by Rick Jukes, and the play was directed by Chris Wallace. The Magic City is a Watershed production for BBC Radio 4.